in the University of Barcelona, our idea for the inversion, which is maybe what Juanjo Leo developed, was a strategy to invert the determinant responses at each site and from there create 1D models using the Occam inversion, and from that interpolate over a 3D mesh and use that, well, what we call, that's the 3D dead model, and use that as the input or initial model for further inversions. This morning we were kind of discussing if we should include the information from the data for the initial model, so that will be our idea. Okay. So what we took was the original data that Pilar provided us, and this is the stitched 1D model sections from north to south.
This is from doing an inversion of the determinant?
Yeah, inversion of the determinant responses 1D. Okay. And from south to north and going east. So in this case we see the conductor mainly appearing in the northeast side of the mesh. And now I'm going to show the slices of this model that we obtained. From 0 to 5, you mainly see the 100 ohm meter. And then in the northeast, a conductive blob appears.
This is the right coordinates? So
yeah, this is the original.
These are the right coordinates.
Coordinates.
Not the.
Yeah.
Mine's supposed to. This is mine, yours, and mine's supposed.
Moving south, we produce boot instead of shoe shape, which could be, now that I've seen the model, could kind of try to imagine this change in the strike of the structure. And then it all goes back to the northeast. And well, the fields of course were not good everywhere, but mainly in the central part, mainly in the northeast section is where we got better fits. This line will be the more to the west, not so good, but the others could kind of see the trend in this, in the curves. So next step will be to use this model as an initial model for an inversion.